From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi has pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya following a three-week crackdown that's forced hundreds of thousands of them to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to The Nation, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims were impacted by the violence sparked by an insurgent attacks on security forces.
We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Dine, Maro, Tep, Maramaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware.
Aung San Suu Kyi said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability and promoting religious harmony in Rakhine State, as well as a verification process of refugees who fled.
We are prepared to start the verification process at any time. A verification process was set up as early as 1993, and based on the principles to which both countries agreed at this time, we can continue with the verification of those refugees who wish to return to Myanmar.
She said she wants to find out why the exodus of more than 400,000 Rohingya occurred. French tech company OT Morpho, that supplied the electronic system used in Kenya's now nullified August election, said the biometric voter identification software needed for the October 17 rerun will not be ready. It is the date the Election Commission set following a Supreme Court ruling that overturned the results of the August 8 election won by incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta over irregularities. This is VOA News.